his latest album, Uruguayan musician Jorge Drexler transformed a television studio into a recording studio, complete with a live audience, and he invited musicians to help him make his new record. It's called Amar la Trama.
Mirando desde mi balcón las transeúntes, haciendo de cuenta que estoy tomando apuntes, y ella busca algo en su cartera.
This song is called Las Transeuntes, The Female Pedestrians. This is one of several new Latin tracks Beto Arcos has been spinning on his radio program Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles, and he's with me here in the studio at NPR West. Beto, good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Beto, you've brought some new music, primarily from Latin America. But before we get to those, tell me about this piece we're hearing by Jorge Drexler.
This is his first attempt at doing a song in a sort of flamenco style. Hmm. It's a rumba.
And he lives in Spain. We should say he's Uruguayan, but he lives in Spain.
He's been living in Madrid for over a decade now, and he invited one of the great flamenco musicians, Josemi Carmona, to play flamenco guitar on this, and the solo. It's just amazing stuff. Interestingly, this song, he said, it really wasn't going to end up in the record because it's an unfinished song. It's a song about the exercise of writing a song. It has to do with the writer sitting in front of the window looking out and these pedestrian women walking by. And he's trying to get inspiration to write a song, but he can't. So he just jots down whatever comes to his brain and creates this melody. And he says it's funny because the song doesn't really end. It just asks questions. ¿Qué es lo que viste en mí? ¿Qué es lo que te hizo abrir así? ¿Qué es lo que viste en mí? ¿Qué es lo que te hizo abrir así?
Beto, up next, you brought us some new music from Cuba, and this is Cuba via Germany.
This is Omar Sosa, in my opinion, one of the most amazing pianists today. He's based in Barcelona, Spain. He's from Cuba. He lived in the Bay Area for a number of years. And this is his first record where he has a big band in a sort of homage or a tribute to the great Cuban big bands of the 50s. Machito, you know, Tito Puente in the 50s, Tito right. Rodriguez, the great Cuban bands. Bebo Valdez had a big band as well, Benny Moré. So he's trying to kind of conjure up this era in his own style, but very current sounding, though.
And when I say via Germany, he recorded this record with a big band, a German big band from the NDR radio station in northern Germany.
Yes, and what he's doing here with this piece called Cha con Marimba is he is paying tribute to a region of South America called Esmeraldas, where there is a significant African presence, an African community in South America, and it has to do with the main instrument there is a marimba. And he plays the marimba from Esmeraldas, from this region in South America, in Ecuador. And so he's mixing all of these influences of the marimba music and the cha-cha-cha that we know from Cuba with this beautiful big band. But the solo is to die for.
Yeah, right in the middle of the song comes this piano solo.
Now, if you ever get a chance to see Omar Sosa live, I've had an opportunity to see him several times, and I tell you, you think he's bleeding from playing the piano, because he puts so much intensity and passion into his playing. You go home transformed.
Beto, I'm really excited about the next piece we're going to talk about. This is straight from Oaxaca, Mexico, kind of. It is Lila Downs.
De llorar y no amanecer.
What a voice, Beto. Tell us about this song.
This is a classic ranchera from the 1930s, 40s Mexico, popularized on countless black and white films during the golden age of Mexican film.
Except this is brand new music.
Yeah. Lila reinvents the song and adds that electric guitar flavor, kind of bluesy flavor to it. But her vocal cords are the soul.
This song is called Paloma Negra, and it almost sounds like she's crying, like she's just wailing tears.
It is a song about pain and despair. It is about longing and this deep pain that we all have sometimes, and it's really this very deeply rooted Mexican quality. It's really, in my opinion, it's like the blues.
And there's that moment in this song where she just holds that note for just an endless period of time.
People say if you want to sing rancheras, you need to be prepared to sing rancheras, because these are songs that you have to take them seriously. This, by the way, is her first live record that's come out. She has about 6-7 albums, but this is the first live album ever of Lila Downs. La Parra.
Beto, finally, since we are both in Los Angeles this week, speaking face-to-face, we have to hear, I think, from the quintessential L.A. Mexican rock band, Ozomatli.
If there is a band that represents what L.A. is today, it's called Ozomatli. Not just in its sound, because they do mix rock and they do mix salsa and they do mix hip-hop and other genres, but it's because the composition of the group. Mm. It's made up of different cultures, of different ethnicities. There are Latinos, there's a Jewish guy, there's a Japanese-American, a couple of African-American guys. It's really what L.A. is. Mm. L.A. is a city of diverse cultures. And Ozomatli is, in my opinion, the one that best represents the city. You know, they put on shows that people, they can't stop dancing.
Yeah.
You go to a party and you know, I've seen them at the Hollywood Bowl, I've seen them outdoor concerts, and every time they get on stage, it is an endless party. They walk in with, you know, like a Brazilian-style batucada. They walk in playing music as they parade into the venue, and when they leave, they do the same thing. It is a party nonstop. And I have to say one more thing. This is from a record that's not even out yet, so we're hearing this for the first time. It's the first track in their forthcoming record called Fire Away, just out next month.
The track is called Are You Ready? It's from the forthcoming record by the LA-based band Ozomatli. Beto Arcos pops in from time to time to talk about some of the music he's spinning on his show. It's called Global Village, and you can hear it on KPFK in Los Angeles. Beto, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, and great to meet you face to face, and welcome to Los Angeles.